The governments of Sweden, Ireland, and the United Kingdom are providing £60 million, about $91 million, to launch what officials are calling the Integrated Support Program for Sexual and Reproductive Health and HIV Prevention Program. Speaking at the launch in Harare today, Dr. Henry Madzorera thanked the donors and pledged his ministry will work closely with the United Nations Population Fund to ensure the money is well utilized. Dr. Madzorera said the program will help reduce deaths in childbirth and from cervical cancer, fight gender-based violence, and ensure access to family planning for Zimbabwean women.
The ISP has four priority areas which you have already heard, namely family planning, cervical cancer, gender-based violence, and HIV prevention, all of which are consistent and in line with the national priorities as outlined in our various documents like the National Health Strategy, the Maternal and Neonatal Health Roadmap, and others.
Dr. Madzorera said he's particularly pleased that the program is going to focus on fighting cervical cancer, which is becoming a serious problem in Zimbabwe. He said many women die of cervical cancer because they lack knowledge and because cervical cancer screening is expensive. He announced that the program will pay for all women to be screened at government hospitals for no fee and pay for a public awareness campaign to promote cervical cancer screening.
About 1,300 women die every year due to cervical cancer. What makes it most tragic is that cervical cancer can be prevented if women are screened early. Despite such a high mortality, the coverage of cervical cancer services is very low, at about 7.2% nationwide. Lack of knowledge and information and high costs of screening and treatment are a deterrent for most women in terms of access to cervical cancer screening services. It is therefore gratifying to note that one of the key result areas for the ISP is setting up of cervical cancer screening sites at district, provincial and central hospital level, in the city health clinics, as well as establishment of sites targeting HIV-positive women.
Select city council clinics and government health institutions will roll out a new cervical cancer screening method called visual inspection with acetic acid that immediately gives a result. Parirenyatwa Hospital and Impilo Central Hospital in Bulawayo already use this method. UN Population Fund Country Representative Dr. Basil Tambashi said the programs are part of his organization's commitment to improving women's health in Zimbabwe.
Universal access to sexual and reproductive health and rights is also central to UNFPA mandate and the focus of ISP on family planning, cervical cancer, HIV prevention, and gender-based violence prevention and response constitute a major component of UNFPA contribution towards Zimbabwe's national development priorities.
Also speaking at the launch, UKAID Chief Jen Rintal said the British government is also committed to supporting Zimbabwe's efforts to improve women's health, particularly preventing gender-based violence. Act 4, Rintal.
Contrary to what one might read in the newspapers from time to time, sexual violence is not the fault of mothers who fail to adequately supervise their daughters. The cause of sexual violence lies with the perpetrator and with a society that fails to condemn him. We have already heard this morning that a third of girls in Zimbabwe report experiencing sexual violence before the age of 18. Less than 3% of girls who had experienced sexual violence subsequently received professional help. This programme will seek to address the underlying cultural and social causes of violence against women and girls and to rectify that appalling situation.
The programme is expected to run for 4 years and will contribute to the government's efforts to meet its Millennium Development Goals of reducing maternal health and reducing HIV infection. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Sylvia Manika.